to New York City now, and reporter Sotirios Johnson, who tells us that in one neighborhood, the sound of spring is unmistakable.
It's called Primal Scream, and like the return of the swallows to Capistrano each spring, it happens like clockwork. In this case, at midnight, the Sunday night of finals week, at Columbia University in Morningside Heights. This time of year, students are full of hope because the end is near, and are full of stress because, well, the end is near.
Screaming is always good, especially during finals. It's like a bonding activity.
Columbia senior Daron Kenter. It's not really clear when the tradition started, but Columbia students have been screaming for decades. Robert von Gutfeld has been a Morningside Heights resident for a half century.
No, I don't mind the screaming. Occasionally it's awakened me, and I wonder if they're being raped or skewered, right? But then it's Columbia.
Within 5 minutes, it's all over. The neighborhood's usual tranquility restored. At least until finals week in December. For NPR News, I'm Sotirios Johnson in New York.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.